Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bruce Helmer is our guest. Bruce is a new friend, soon to be old friend. We're going to get him back and let him teach us, continue to teach us some stuff. He's the he's a financial advisor, an award-winning financial advisor, the co-founder of Wealth Enhancement Group, the author of Real Wealth, How to Make Smart Money Choices, and he also has his own radio show every Sunday, I think it is. Right, Bruce?
It is, Jim. Thank you.
And what's that? What's that station?
We originate on WCCO out of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yep.
But then we're simulcast and picked by about a dozen stations in the Midwest.
All right.
Probably one you'd know, WHO out of Des Moines.
Absolutely.
Big station in Iowa.
Yep. Yep. Good job. Well done.
Thank you.
That's an hour or two on Sunday?
Yeah, it's an hour every Sunday morning. Starts at 8:30. You can stream me online. I get calls actually from all over
the
country.
Give us that website, please.
Pardon?
Give us the website. I'll start listening.
I think it's WCCORadio.com.
All right. So check that out. What is your own website, Bruce?
BruceHelmer.com.
H-E-L-M-E-R. Can we find the link to the radio station there?
I think you can. I don't use my own website very often, but I think you can.
I hope you do. I'll start listening in. Hey Bruce, in the previous segment, we were talking about the new normal for investing, how things have changed since 2008 especially. The lack of trust that Wall Street has anymore, and you gave us some ideas on how to invest in equities then. I really am encouraging, I'm not a financial advisor, but I drink my own Kool-Aid. I'm really encouraging small business owners to focus on income producing real estate. And you know, if you don't get upside down, you don't get over leveraged, you know, income producing real estate. If you're not over leveraged, you can always find a way to make it pay. Even if you have to drop your rents.
Yeah, Jim, I think that's actually great advice. And we like real estate as a financial advisory firm. We've always liked real estate as an asset class because you're right. Even if the value goes down, which it probably did on most real estate, you know, in 2006 and 7 or 7 and 8. If you have a good piece of property that you have tenants and they're still paying their rent, you can still make that thing cash flow, and you don't care if the value went down, if you weren't going to sell
it
anyway. What's the difference as long as it's cash flowing?
That's exactly right. That's one of the reasons why we got into the problem we did in 2008 and 9, because of the mark-to-market procedures that cost. They caused the investment houses to do.
Right, you mentioned leverage. It got way over leveraged.
Well, but also they required these people to mark down the value of real estate that was still producing the same rents.
Right,
that didn't make any sense.
No,
but we don't have to worry about that out here on Main Street.
No,
and so I especially I don't know how you advise your folks, but I tell my folks, if you're renting a building where your business is and you like where it is and you know, you think there's a reasonable long-term expectation of being there, find a way to buy that building. What do you think?
Absolutely. And we do that in our own practice, our financial planning practice, and we find a location rather than lease and continue to throw money down the drain. We say, you know, what if we bought that ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and we made mortgage payments in the owning, just like a home, just like I'd rather have someone own their home.
Absolutely.
Than rent their whole life.
Absolutely. What's some other advice you have in the new normal for investing?
Well, let's stick on real estate for a second since you brought it up, Jim. Again, very astute questions, very astute road to go down. So there's some people out there that say, gee, I'm a regular guy. I can't afford to buy real estate. There's other ways of getting into real estate other than buying an individual property. There's actually funds and real estate investment trusts or REITs,
right, REITs
that can give very good rates of return. I got REITs right now paying 6 to 7%. very low risk because the risk is spread out with a lot of different properties and a lot of different investors. So even the little guy out there can get into real estate.
And you can buy REITs in bite-sized chunks like a stock. You don't have to buy a $500,000 piece of property or whatever.
That's exactly right. If you got $5,000, $10,000, you can get into real estate. It's a smaller way, but the concept is still the same. If it's properties that are cash flowing, it pays a nice dividend, generates a nice cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you have appreciation potential where someday they sell the shares of that REIT for more than you paid for it. But in the meantime, you cash the checks and take the
cash
flow.
Is there a way to do the due diligence on the companies that are buying and managing these properties so you don't get ripped off? You know, some of these you got to look into the due diligence pages where they tell you how much the manager's taking out, right?
Yeah, it's really hard for an individual, Jim. It can be done, but it's very time consuming, and you got to really know what you're doing and what you're looking for.
And every financial planner does not necessarily know how to evaluate real estate investments.
Well, that's true as well. So two things. Number one, it's really hard to do as an individual layperson. And number two, you're right. Even a lot of financial advisors don't know how to do it. In fact, frankly, a lot of financial advisors probably sell stuff just because they get paid and don't even do the due diligence. I didn't want to turn this into a commercial for me or my firm, but we actually do the due diligence on anything we put on
that
shelf, and we don't.
That's
put it
what
on
I'm looking for. When I'm, folks, what Bruce just said, that's what you're looking for. And especially if you're doing real estate can be great. These REITs can be great, but make sure that you know how expensive the load is, so to speak. And there's load inside of load. Get somebody like Bruce to help you. Bruce Helmer, HELMER.com is the website. The book is called Real Wealth. Hey, Bruce, will you come back another day?
I would love to. I'd be flattered. Thanks, Jim.
We've had a good time with you. Good job, and we'll get you back another day, and you got more to teach us. Bruce Helmer, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.